Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
10 days ago, I felt a slight tingle in my sinuses. It's a common sensation we've all felt, often an early indicator of a cold. I drank some water and figured it would pass. The next morning, I tested positive for COVID-19. I was told to quarantine for 10 days and that one of my symptoms could be the loss of smell and taste. I woke up the next morning to my routine coffee. Something wasn't right. I plucked a sprig of basil and held it to my nose. Nothing. I smashed the basil leaf, hoping to release its odors. Still nothing. That night, my wife and I had dinner, outdoors, about 15 feet apart. The meal was black lentils with Italian sausage and asparagus, topped with Parmesan cheese. Typically a mouth-watering meal. Nothing. And so it continued. A fully loaded sandwich? Nothing. Green curry? Nothing. When I was told about this being one of the primary symptoms of COVID, it never really registered with me what it must be like. Until now. It set in for me that our sense of smell and taste are likely two of the things that we take most for granted in our lives. They are ingrained in us. They help orient us to our surroundings. They tap into our primal fight or flight instincts. They are fundamental to our survival. And just like that, gone. My hunger waned, but I continued to shove tasteless food scraps into my mouth. I only ate because I knew I had to. I craved flavor. I considered eating an entire clove of garlic just to see what would happen. I crushed up dill seeds and held them to my nose, huffing away, hoping that a scent would break through. A few mornings later, I was sautéing onions, and there was a subtle flash of something. Eager with anticipation, I sat down to eat the huevos rancheros I had prepared. As I bit down into the corn tortilla coated in salty egg, cheese, and lightly charred onion, it was euphoric. I never knew food could taste so good. I tried to eat slowly, savoring each bite, but it was no use. It tasted so good. I sat with lingering flavors tickling my throat in appreciation for what I had just eaten. I hoped that I would never again take for granted the privilege of tasting good food. With a Perspective, this is Connor Hagen.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.